Hi, my name is Dave. I'm your host. You're listening to The Last Podcast, where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. If this is your first time listening, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. I really appreciate you listening, and I hope you continue to find tips, ideas, and value from listening to this podcast. Have you ever noticed how time seemed to be flying? I mean, call me crazy, but I believe somehow, and I don't know how, but I believe the days and nights are speeding up. I seem like time is evolving and going by much quicker. I don't know, it just might be me, but I really believe that. I'm not a scientist or anything like that, but I'm just saying, for me, it seemed like, and you know the old adage, right, where you say, time flies when you're having fun. I'm telling you, time is flying, and is sometimes fun ain't got a darn thing to do about it. I know you gotta agree with me, but I'm telling you, it seems like before I know it, I get up and all day, the whole day is gone by, and I didn't get half of the stuff I wanted to do accomplished. I mean, is your day going by faster, or is it just me? Come on, it's only us. You can let me know the truth. All right, well, anyway, the day seemed to go by a whole lot quicker for me, and I'm going to tell you right now, I wake up early in the morning, and before I used to go to bed real early too, but now I am going to bed a whole lot later, trying to get a lot of things done and trying to cram so much into my day. So I actually have to write down what I'm going to do in that morning or the night before. Sometimes I don't even get a chance to do it at night, and I used to be able to, but my days are becoming a whole lot more fulfilled and hectic. And I noticed it's like the more things that you put on your plate, the less time you have for the simple things in life. So I realized that, you know, even though these past couple of months has been really, really, I had a whole lot on my plate. I have to dial it back some. I'm trying to achieve something, so therefore, you know, your goal, you're trying to reach that goal, whatever it is, and you just want to say, you know what, I got to reach it, but not at the detriment to your health, you know what I mean? So I have to dial it back just a little bit, and I love this podcast, and even doing a podcast, sometimes, like today, there are times when I wasn't even too ready for the podcast. I just get on and I start to just talk to you guys. And that's basically what I do most of the time. But sometimes I may have an agenda, and sometimes, like on Poetry Friday, I'll have an agenda because I normally create the poetry either that morning or now that my Fridays is pretty much consumed, I will write Friday's poem on Wednesday or Tuesdays. So that's what I've been up to. Other than that, I'm looking at what is next. What do I want to do next? And do you guys ever think about that? Like, if you know you got work, you know you have family, you know you got to take care of this and you got to take care of that, but there is something else that you say, you know what, no matter what I do, I still have to do this for me. I have to do this so I can have a sense of accomplishment, so I can have a sense of purpose. And, you know, no matter what else is going on in your life, you just have to make sure that you complete this one thing either every day or, you know, once a week or, you know, once a month or what have you. And that's what this whole thing is for me, is trying to make sure that I achieve what I set out to do in December. And so far, I am on track and I am happy about that. But there is one thing that is actually falling behind. And can you imagine, you have your goals, and let's say you got five goals, and you're on track. You're really hitting the goalpost on four goals, but on one of those goals, you notice that you've been slipping, and it's been falling by the wayside. So that's why I guess they say it's important to have benchmarks so you can realign your goals or realign yourself with your values and your beliefs so you can stay on track and meet what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So that is what happened to me. I noticed that I started falling short in some areas, and actually one area, and I realized, hey, you know what? This goal has been something that I've been thinking about, and I realized, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to get it accomplished if I just let it drop by the wayside, and so to speak. So one of those goals is I got to get away for just a little while, and I'm trying to prepare because I still have the podcast that I have to do. So I say, you know, I could take this podcast on the road with me, but I do want to leave Texas for a couple of days, and I don't know where I'm going. But I do know that it is time for me to leave Texas for a couple of days. And this will be a pleasure trip. I've left Texas, but it was basically to take care of sick family members. This time, I really want to, it's all about me right now. So I really want to see what else I can do. I can't really remember the last time I had a ball of fun. I really can't. I'm telling you, I have a laugh every day. I joke, I laugh, which is great. I'm gonna tell you right now, I laugh a lot lately, and and it's because, you know what, sometimes I joke by myself and I make myself laugh, and you know what, it's been a long time since I've been able to do something like that. But I gotta tell you the truth, I actually can make myself laugh. So that's awesome, you know. But I like to laugh with other people too. I mean, how that look like you in the house by yourself? Ain't really nothing that funny, right? I'm only kidding, but I'm just saying. Definitely, I have that one goal where I need to seriously take a vacation and have one. It's been years since I've really had a vacation, and I want to make sure that even on that vacation I will still do my podcast. You want to know why? I'm gonna be honest, I'm gonna be totally transparent. This is so therapeutic for me that I can't see myself without doing the podcast. And before I started this podcast, fear had gripped me so bad that I couldn't see myself doing a podcast. Well, now, hey, I can't live without it. And I know for a lot of people, I might not be talking about something, you know, of large substance, or talking about gossip or anything of that nature, and that's not my deal. There's nothing wrong with anybody doing that, but I'm just saying that's not my deal. And my deal was, when I first started this, was I needed to vent. I was going through a hard time in my life, and you know, my wife was sick and she was in the hospital, and I stayed by her side for a long period of time, and I needed an outlet. And I knew that if I didn't have an outlet, something was going to happen to me. So while she was in the hospital, I decided to, you know, break out of my shell and start talking into this microphone. And I found that it was more than therapeutic. It actually, besides the saving grace of God, it was one of the things that kept me sane. So doing this podcast is, and I'm hoping that some of the experience that I've gone through in my life, and if there's anybody who might be experiencing what I went through or have gone through, and you know, what I've said resonated with them, it was all worth it. It was like the gravy on top of the main event. So I thank you so much for listening. If you have any ideas or you want me to talk about something, there's a topic that you want me to talk about on this show, do me a favor. You could go ahead and hit me up at dave@thelastpodcast.info, or you can hit me up at 972-284-9518. And I wasn't kidding. One of these days, I'm going to have someone else on the show who will be telling us a little bit about their story and how they've overcome some event in their life, and that will be in the future. So thanks again for listening. Please do me a favor and share this podcast, like this podcast, subscribe so you know when the next one is coming out. Hey, I appreciate everything. So do me a favor, be blessed, be careful, and be safe. Bye.